Dante Bell had to take a deep breath and get a grip, or he would lose it. As it was, he could practically feel his talons scraping his fingertips. So he fisted his hands and fought for the control he'd had for thousands of years. It wouldn't be good to go dragging in the middle of his bar in front of the woman and man he was trying to soothe. Not good at all. He'd let Nady walk out to the parking lot herself, despite the fact he'd told Faith he'd go with her to make sure she was okay, because he'd known Jace was out there getting off his bike. The man had texted and let Dante know he was there, and Dante had wanted Jace to meet Nady, or at least see her and keep her safe. Dante had told Jace who Nady was, what she looked like. Even if it took a moment for the bear to understand, deep down, Jace would have felt that pull, would have known that Nady was important to them. He hadn't known her car would break down and he'd end up in his bar alone with them. Not that it was a bad thing. Oh, not at all. He stepped into his bar, Nady and Jace right behind him, and inhaled. He loved his bar. He'd built it from the ground up and had changed it over the years to make it blend with society. With his magic, the humans had never caught on that he never aged and was still the same black and blue haired man he'd been for decades. He'd only added his adornments, the piercings and the like, in the past 10 years or so when they came back in style, and he quite liked them. He knew Nady liked them too. Not that he'd done anything about it. Not that he could have done anything about it. He'd watched Nady from the first time she'd walked into the bar, and had never stopped. Just seeing those wide eyes and plump lips had sent his dragon into overdrive. He'd known from the start who she was, what she could be, and would be with him and Jace, and subsequently had known that he could do nothing about it until the time was right. Considering his age, he hated not being able to do as he wanted. Those actions had left both of them in pain. And now Dante was ready to face the brunt of her anger at what he was about to tell her.